have the opportunity to prepare for the Gemini full moon, because this is the one meditation period in which he gives 3 days of meditation we're supposed to do. And he gives specific keynotes for the days leading up to the actual Masala full moon. So we're in the general period of preparation, which is renunciation and detachment. Over the 7 day full moon period, the first day relates to the word confidence. It's an attitude of expectation and belief that the process is what it is. We approach it with full confidence that it is so. And the specific keynote of the first day here is the keynote of love, which we will get into. And we're told that on these 3 days of preparation, a different stanza of the great invocation is used by the Christ with the hierarchy. And at some point he also begins to preach the last sermon of the Buddha. So we're going to deal with the first stanza of the great invocation, and we will also work on certain phrases from the last stanza of the Buddha, and we'll act as if we are cooperating with the hierarchy as it goes through its particular preparatory process on these days leading up to the full moon. So we begin by settling in and withdrawing the consciousness inward from the personality, entering into the presence of the soul. Begin to merge ourselves within the field of light, love, and spiritual power. You get the inner sense of being a soul far more than we are a personality. and we merge ourselves as a soul into a deep sense of group soul. Carry this further, imagining the merging of the group soul into the one soul of humanity, attempting to realize as we do so that there is no my soul or thy soul. Instead, naught is but me. Imagine a potent point of tension on the mental plane, fed by the will aspect of your soul, and it focuses in that tiny point of focus we call the mental unit. And that will either be the will to initiate of the first ray soul, the will to unify of the second ray soul, the will to express of the seventh ray soul. With the sense of the mental unit strengthened by the will aspect of our soul as a point, a point of intention, we imagine the dual colored antikarana extending from the astral body through the mental unit, all the lower energies gathered up into the mental unit, and from the mental unit there extends the rainbow bridge of two colors. One, the color of your soul ray, and the other, the color of your personality ray. Red for ray one, indigo ray two, green ray three, yellow ray four, orange ray 5, rose or blue ray 6, violet ray 7. And this rainbow bridge rises up visually into the spiritual triad, touching the monastic permanent atom, the Buddhic permanent atom, the Atmic permanent atom. And we dwell with visualizing the bridge. The individual Antikarana imaginatively seems to merge with the Antikarana of all group members, with all the seven colors, but a deep indigo generally present. It seems to rise like a cone of light, a cone of multicolored light, touching a blue-white diamond at the peak of the cone, representing the presence of Shambhala, the monad, the will. Together, we imagine that a line of living light is projected by all points from which the Antikarana roots itself. We project above. I see the greatest light. I see the greatest light. I see. Greatest light. And in the presence of this great light, the light of the spiritual triad, nourished by the light of the monad, we attempt to feel the presence of the Great White Brotherhood, the Lodge of Masters, the spiritual hierarchy of our planet. Especially the masters who are the Chohans of the rays, we merge within their presence, within their energy field. Heartfelt gratitude, we will offer our salutations to the masters and to the head of the hierarchy. First, to the Lord Buddha, following the Om. To the Buddha, the Lord of Light and Wisdom. To the Christ, the Master of all Masters. Salutations to the Master Maurya, the head of all esoteric schools and organizations. Salutations to the Master Jwalakul, who has given us so much. Spiritual hierarchy of the planet. Imaginatively, we raise our thought to Shambhala, the center where the will of God is known, and with deepest reverence and in all humility, we attempt to identify as a group soul, to attune together to the presence of Sanat Kumara, standing at the center of Shambhala. And as we do this, we can sound silently, inwardly, a long, silent Om. Now, in the flow of preparation during these 7 days, we align with the spiritual qualities of the constellation Gemini. And the rulers this constellation, Mercury, the exoteric ruler revealing the nature of the pairs of opposites, Venus, the esoteric ruler uniting the pairs of opposites, soul and personality, and the Earth, the hierarchical ruler, representing the field of service. We breathe in the qualities of these great deities. We realize these subtle energies are real. We attune to them. We breathe them into our aura, into the group aura, into humanity. We raise our imaginative group consciousness towards the solar logos of our solar system, and we attempt, however slightly, to feel the great second ray of the solar logos, the God of love wisdom, to sense that it's pouring through all planets, through Shambhala, through every monad, every soul, every personality upon our planet. And all planets, the blue logos, love, wisdom. This great second ray, so powerful at the time of the Gemini festival. Now focus imaginatively on the constellation Gemini, radiating the light of interplay. This is a line of light beams revealing that which opposes, or the basic duality of manifestation, the relationship of spirit and form. It is the conscious light of relationship. Conscious light of relationship. feel this love, wisdom, energy of Gemini augmented by the solar logos, passing through Mercury, Venus, the Earth, bringing the rays 4 or 5 to the second ray of Earth. We feel the passage of these energies. Our group and all the spiritual world groups and all the men and women of goodwill and also all of humanity irradiated by these love, wisdom, energies of living relationship. And in these energies, the forces of reconstruction are at work, making possible the rebuilding of human civilization and the planet according to the plan indicated by the forces of restoration, and the entire process pursued in an illumined manner within the light shed by the forces of enlightenment. The reconstruction along the lines of the plan of humanity and the planet. I recognize my other self, and in the waning of that self, I grow and glow. how we focus our meditative attention on the Christ and the Buddha, realizing their brotherhood as they represent the West and the East and the spiritual union of these two hemispheres, the Christ and the Buddha. And we attempt to understand how, in human terms, they stand for the constellation Gemini, the brothers in the light. Prepare for the day of the full moon itself, when the Christ preaches the last sermon of the Buddha before the assembled hierarchy and before the hearts and minds of all human beings. We will prepare by pondering these words from the last sermon. Herein, O Ananda, let a brother, as he dwells in the body, so regard the body that he, being strenuous, thoughtful, and mindful, may, even whilst in the world, overcome the grief which arises from the body's cravings. Herein, O Ananda, let a brother, as he dwells in the body, so regard that body that he, being strenuous, thoughtful, and mindful, may, even whilst in the world, overcome the grief which arises from the body's cravings. and affirm in yourself the fact that you can be strenuous, thoughtful, and mindful in the overcoming of the grief which arises from the body's cravings and resolve to be so. With profound gratitude to the Buddha for all he has done for humanity, we now refocus our attention on the Christ. And with utmost heartfelt attentiveness, we listen inwardly, imagining that we hear the Christ sounding the great invocation. On the 3 days before the full moon, the Christ is said to speak the invocation alone. So we listen inwardly. And again, listening inwardly with great care, we imagine the Christ and the entire hierarchy intoning the first stanza of the great invocation. From the point of light within the mind of God, let light stream forth to the minds of men. Let light descend on earth. The Christ and the hierarchy. think of the deep significance of these words. On each of the 3 days before the day of the Gemini full moon, the Christ and his hierarchy are said to emphasize a distinct keynote. Together, as if with the Christ and hierarchy, we contemplate the first keynote, the keynote of love. Love in the hierarchical sense, free from sentiment, emotion, and personal emphasis, a love that sacrifices and understands and acts with strength and decision, that works on behalf of the whole and not in the interests of any group or any individual. The keynote of love. Free from sentiment, from emotion, from personality, sacrificing understanding, acting with strength and decision, working on behalf of the whole and not just the part. We envision this type of love growing in ourselves and in all human beings, and we imagine how we might apply this type of hierarchical love. We affirm our solidarity with the Buddha and the Christ and the assembled hierarchy, and we seek to identify with them and to merge our purpose with their purpose. With them, we bless the world in silence. we pause for a moment of appreciation of the illumined, loving energies of Gemini, and feel ourselves filled with these energies, which are growing in strength as the full moon approaches. Finally, as if in union with the Christ, the Buddha, and the hierarchy, we sound aloud the first stanza of the Great Invocation, sensing the redemptive union of light and love. From the point of light within the mind of God, let light stream forth into the minds of men. Let light descend on earth. During the day, we will try to remember this keynote, remember what the hierarchy is doing, and feeling our closeness to their effort, our shared purpose, our participation inwardly over the days of this festival. Hopefully we can participate on World Invocation Day and keep the invocation going while immersed in these very potent energies. So when we go upstairs, we'll just be quiet and keep our mindfulness.